It's official. Attorney Barry Knott has now been appointed to be the financial receiver for Success Village. We have been talking about Success Village from the very beginning here on Melissa in the Morning, since the beginning of May, when we were first alerted that there were residents there who were not getting access to hot water. And that has still been very inconsistent for a lot of the residents there. That was compounded with no heat being reported starting in February of this year. This is just for 2024, might I add. Then, as I did more digging, I learned that there's a lot of brokenness on the board, the privately run co-op board that's in charge of the finances and in charge of the way things are going at Success Village between Bridgeport and Stratford. Then I find out that the finances are a disaster, and they went downhill real fast. I mean, in a matter of 2 years. So we started making calls, and one of those calls was to the city of Bridgeport. And Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim said, I know this is a private matter, but we're going to jump on this. And he and Mayor Laura Hoydick came together and said, we have to try to get a receivership in place. So here we are now, about 5 months later, and we now know who that receiver is. Joining us to talk more about this is Tom Gaudette, who is the chief administrative officer for the city of Bridgeport. Boy, Tom, how much changes in a week. The last time we had you on, we were just hoping that we could get away from a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. And now here we are with a receiver. What do you think?
Yeah, Melissa, you know, last week when I was on your show, I closed by saying that I think we're going to be in front of Judge Radcliffe really soon. And I'm just so amazed by how fast this has gone. I mean, one of the, I'll call it, excuses for why we shouldn't have gotten involved is that the court process was going to take a really long time, and it was summer. And little did we know that great people, good jurists like Judge Radcliffe in the Connecticut Superior Court and Judge Manning of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court, they expedited all of the proceedings for us because they knew how important this was. And that's not to say that they, you know, turned any corners fast. They gave the other side every opportunity to present evidence, to make arguments, to raise objections, to do all of those things. And honestly, our case was overwhelming and justice prevailed in both courtrooms. So we're very grateful for how fast they acted.
I mean, and I know, I don't know if you knew this, Tom, but just a couple of days ago, I had the attorney general on, William Tong. He sent a letter literally hours before that bankruptcy court case was supposed to be heard in Bridgeport. And he said, you have to go forward with a receivership. You cannot allow this to go forward with a bankruptcy. And ultimately, that did end up happening. So I don't know if it was a lot of different factors coming together. But I mean, we're looking at a situation where typically, no, you wouldn't have cities or the state, the attorney general, you wouldn't have people get involved with private home or apartment or complex issues. That's just, that's not how it usually works. But when you're looking at over 2,000 people who are going without hot water and heat, and they're paying their bills every month, and then you find out that the finances are being misused and that there are people serving on a board who were not reelected onto that board because we missed even the date for that to happen. An election came and went, and it never happened. There were so many red flags with this case. I do want to talk about the person who Judge Radcliffe did appoint to be the receiver. But have we seen anything like this before? Have we seen a case like this before? I have not asked anybody about that.
This is extremely extraordinary. In fact, I'll tell you how extraordinary it is. We did legislative research on the statute that we exercised in this case, 52-505 of the Connecticut General Statutes. We could not find any legislative research on it because it's an old statute. We couldn't find a single case where it had been used. This whole thing is totally unprecedented. You mentioned the attorney general getting involved. Now, he is a friend of mine and a friend of Bridgeport, and we are so grateful to him for stepping in. It was very difficult for the attorney general of the state to step in on an extraordinary matter like this. But he knew what was right in this case, and, you know, he stepped in at a critical time when we needed to deal with the bankruptcy. But I'll say, you know, this didn't happen on its own. We got justice, but we did because we had a lot of good, hardworking people on the team making it happen. You mentioned Mayor Ganim and Mayor Hoydick. I'll mention a few other people. Council President in Bridgeport, Ida Nieves, who really was fighting alongside a lot of her council members from the very beginning, actually going over and meeting with the residents of Success and coming into City Hall and raising the alarm bell. We've got people like Dave Reyes in my office and chief administrative office and all of our department heads, our health director, our building official, our fire marshal in both Bridgeport and Stratford that were spending countless hours sending people over to Success to respond to the many code violations. And then you've got the legal team, an amazing team of people. Our city attorney, Taisha Tom, helped put it together. Rich Peterla and Brian LeClaire of Bergman Moses, I mean, they really did such a great job. They're not only great legal professionals and really handled this case well, but they care about the residents, and they kept them informed all along the way. So this is extraordinary. It's an extraordinary case, a unique case, but it didn't happen on its own. We had a lot of good people. This was truly a team effort.
So here we are where the judge has put attorney Barry Knott in this situation of becoming now the receiver, granting Knott full and total control of all Success Village properties and assets, and also ordering the co-op board to cooperate with him. So first of all, could you give us an idea, Tom Gaudette, how did attorney Barry Knott get chosen?
Well, you know, I actually don't necessarily know how his name was first mentioned. I will just say that I did not know attorney Barry Knott before yesterday, but his reputation precedes him. Everyone likes the guy. Everyone thinks that he's fair, that he's honest, that he's hardworking. I certainly know that the attorneys that we worked with in this case knew him. Judge Radcliffe seems to know him, and everyone really respects him. And let me tell you, after he left court yesterday with this very heavy burden, first of all, he talked to the residents. And he said that my first priority is you, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to fix this, which was a really great start. And then he spent the next 5 hours in my office on the phone working with us, debriefing about what's going on over there. We were changing the locks, potentially engaging a property manager. He was on the phone with the vendor about the hot water tank that's over there that has an arrearage on it, working on potential new boilers that need to come onto the site, potential long-term plans to do the same, dealing with the pending legal matters that are over there that are wasting the money of the residents, HOA fees. So, for instance, the Maria Pereira frivolous lawsuit that was on for hearing today has been dismissed. So Barry Knott has already gotten to work. He worked really hard yesterday, and I know that he's going to have a tough couple weeks ahead of him, but I think he's up for the challenge.
Tom Gaudette is here, the chief administrative officer for the city of Bridgeport. We're talking about the major news. This was months in the making, and here we are. Attorney Barry Knott has now been appointed to be the financial receiver for Success Village. The Superior Court judge granted Knott yesterday full and total control of all Success Village properties and assets, also ordering the co-op board to cooperate with him. So, Tom, I know you said just a moment ago that Barry was in your office for hours yesterday after this ruling and started to make the wheels turn a little bit. I know the big concern and the big reason for why we wanted a receivership in place, the city of Bridgeport and the town of Stratford, was because we're coming up on the winter. I mean, it's no surprise. We're very close to October starting next week. And so do we have any idea, like, what does Barry plan to do to make sure that people have heat and hot water?
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated, right? And so, you know, he has talked to a lot of people, and he's going to be relying on experts. He's a smart man, and he knows who he needs to talk to get the job done. So, again, I'll just repeat some of the things he did yesterday because they were important. You know, we were concerned yesterday leaving court about the arrearage that's on the boiler currently on site providing hot water. He called that vendor and said, hey, listen, you're going to get paid. Let's leave that boiler in place to make sure that at least the inconsistent hot water they're getting now remains in place while we come up with a longer-term plan. We had the Bridgeport Building Department and another vendor actually go into the boiler rooms yesterday. We've been trying to get in there for weeks and actually look to see whether any of them temporarily can be salvaged with the assistance and help of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been on vendors talking about different proposals to either rent or buy boilers to bring on site immediately to try to provide heat this winter. So these are just some of the things that he's doing. He's relying on experts. He's trying to get quotes. He's trying to do everything the right way. But believe me, he got right to it yesterday.
And another thing, too, Tom, is with this receivership in place, because, of course, we're hearing things that, you know, these are major parts in trying to make sure that people have heat and hot water, but it's going to cost money. And that was one of the biggest reasons that that this even was being put forward, was because we knew that money was drained very, very quickly. Where is that money coming from? I believe Bridgeport and Stratford, are they loaning money out to make this happen?
Yeah, good point. I forgot to mention that. You know, so as part of our resolutions before our city council and the Stratford City Council, we not only ask for receivership of the entity, but also authority to collectively put in $650,000. So part of my job as the CAO for Bridgeport now is to expedite that payment. That is something that I was emailing with our chief financial officer last evening about, and we're going to try to make that money available immediately. Because as you pointed out, and the evidence showed in the court case in front of Judge Ratcliffe, Success Village doesn't have any money. I mean, their bank account in the bankruptcy filing showed $6,000 in it. So they literally today do not have money to put down any deposits with any vendors to bring boilers over there. So it's going to be up to us. We will put up our money fast. We are going to do everything we can to support Barry Knott and make this thing happen.
Okay, so when you say, Tom Gaudette, that we're going to put up money fast, are you saying, like, where's that money coming from? When you say city dollars, like, is that coming from the state? Is that coming from taxpayers? Where's that coming from?
Yeah, so good question. So the city council specifically authorized a five-year loan of this money. So it will be coming from city dollars. Unfortunately, we haven't benefited from any other state or federal assistance yet. If anyone has any ideas, you can call me. But for now, the city of Bridgeport and the town of Stratford are putting up taxpayer dollars, which we have full confidence will be paid back to us as part of a loan agreement. At this point, this is an emergency. We do need to give them cash fast. And look, you know, people have questioned legitimately whether or not taxpayer dollars should go into a private entity like this. But I will say, as was cited in the many court cases that we've been in now, that the city of Bridgeport does have obligations here, and so does the town of Stratford, with respect to relocating residents if they don't have heat and hot water. And that expense would far exceed what we are planning to loan them here. So I want the taxpayer to know that from a financial perspective, we are doing the most prudent thing. This is not only the best thing for the residents there and their health and safety, but the best thing for the taxpayer.
I think that the taxpayer can probably understand that. I think the average person can. Here's where I think, Tom, and I'd love to get your perspective on this, where they wouldn't understand it, is if the board members who allowed it to get this bad walk scot-free. So do we have any idea if any criminal charges are coming to the board members, specifically the board president, who it's been proven in court mishandled and misused the finances for Success Village, getting us to this point, and openly admitted he has not paid taxes, for example, has not had any financial records given to board members as well as any of the residents? Like, are we going to see criminal charges or anybody, you know, being held accountable for this?
You know, I mean, that is a great point. We all want accountability. Obviously, we need to prioritize. For the city of Bridgeport, the town of Stratford, our new receiver, Barry Knott, our primary concern at this point is the health and safety of the residents.
Totally.
But that is not to say that accountability will not come. You know, I have been asked whether or not there are authorities that are interested in this matter from a criminal perspective. The answer is yes. I am not necessarily privy to that information. So I don't know it, and I couldn't share it anyway if I did. But I will say that there will be accountability, that Barry Knott will turn over everything and will investigate. You know, there has been mismanagement over there. That is clear. This reminds me of a famous quote from the British politician Lord Acton, who says that power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. We had a board president and people over there who had a lot of power, a lot of money, employees at their disposal. No elections, stifling dissenting voices, and, you know, they just perhaps really ran the thing into the ground over the last couple of years, and it's extremely unfortunate. Whether or not they did anything criminal is not something that I know. I don't have any necessary evidence of that or information about that. I let other authorities handle that. But for today, we won our receivership. We're going to right the ship, backing up Barry Knott, and we're going to get the heat and hot water dealt with.
Tom Gaudette, I want to thank you for coming back on the show, Chief Administrative Officer for the City of Bridgeport. And we have made calls since learning this news this morning to Attorney Barry Knott, and we do hope he'll come on the show as well. Thank you so much, Tom. We appreciate it.